Numbers chapter 1, verses 1 through 54, and God's people, these are, starting in verse 1, these are the words of the living and true God, and so give your attention to them. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of meeting, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, "Take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, every male individually from 20 years old and above, all who are able to go to war in Israel. You and Aaron shall number them by their armies, and with you there shall be a man from every tribe, each one the head of his father's house. These are the names of the men who shall stand with you: from Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedeur; from Simeon, Shelemiel, the son of Zurishaddai; from Judah, Nashon, the son of Amminadab; from Issachar, Nethanel, the son of Zuar; from Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon; from the sons of Joseph, from Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amminahab; from Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur; from Benjamin, Abadon, the son of Gideoni; from Dan, Ehezer, the son of Amashadai; from Asher, Pagiel, the son of Ochran; from Gad, Elasaph, the son of Deuel; from Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enan. These were chosen from the congregation, leaders of their fathers' tribes, heads of the divisions in Israel. Then Moses and Aaron took these men who had been mentioned by name, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they recited their ancestry by families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, each one individually, as the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. Now the children of Reuben, Israel's oldest, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, every male individually from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Reuben were 46,500. From the children of Simeon, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, of those who were numbered according to the number of names, every male individually from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Simeon were 59,300. From the children of Gad, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Gad were 45,650. From the children of Judah, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Judah were 74,600. From the children of Issachar, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Issachar were 54,400. From the children of Zebulun, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Zebulun were 57,400. From the sons of Joseph, the children of Ephraim, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Ephraim were 40,500. From the children of Manasseh, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Manasseh were 32,200. From the children of Benjamin, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Benjamin were 35,400. From the children of Dan, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Dan were 62,700. From the children of Asher, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names. From 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Asher were 41,500. From the children of Naphtali, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Naphtali were 53,400. These are the ones who were numbered, who Moses and Aaron numbered with the leaders of Israel, 12 men, each one representing his father's house. So all who were numbered of the children of Israel by their father's houses, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war in Israel, all who were numbered were 603,550. But the Levites were not numbered among them by their father's tribe. For the Lord had spoken to Moses, saying, "Only the tribe of Levi you shall not number, nor take a census of them among the children of Israel. But you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, over all its furnishings, and over all things that belong to it. They shall carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings. They shall attend to it and camp around the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle is to go forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be set up, the Levites shall set it up. The outsider who comes near shall be put to death. The children of Israel shall pitch their tents, everyone by his own camp, everyone by his own standard, according to their armies. But the Levites shall camp around the tabernacle of the testimony, that there may be no wrath on the congregation of the children of Israel. And the Levites shall keep charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. Thus the children of Israel did, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so they did." And those are God's words. And those words are no less important than the Gospels, as we think of what God wants us to know as his children. Because all of it, all of God's word is profitable. Now, Israel is still at Sinai. We see here in Numbers from Exodus 19 all the way through Leviticus, now into Numbers. They have not left Mount Sinai. And the Lord directs them now to, directs Moses to take a census. And it's important here to know that the Lord ordered that census to be taken at Mount Sinai before they then entered the land and before they went out into the wilderness, before they entered the land. And they had only traveled, it said, for, this is the second year now, so they've traveled for 1 year of the 40 years in the wilderness. And so they have approximately 39 years left, though minus 1 month, because this is the second month of the second year. And so they have 39 years more in the wilderness to go before they can enter the promised land. That was the promise of God back to Abraham. And so a census was taken according to the tribes and families and the number of the names of every male. So not everybody was taken in the census or numbered, only the males who were 20 years old and older. And that was verse 3, so that they'd be able to go to war. Moses was not going to do this alone, so he was given help from every leader of every tribe. And so he had 12 other men helping him. Then all the tribes, but Levi, were numbered, because the Lord said, verse 49 and following, that they would be over the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. The number of everyone else was 603,550. And all of Israel, 20 years old, males only, 20 years old and older. Think of that number. And then as an army, seems like a pretty big army. And then think of that number of all of Israel plus the women and children. That is a lot of people that were at Mount Sinai that came out of Egypt. And so we can, I can hear about that testimony from early in Exodus of the children coming about being produced very well by God's grace. Well, it was up to the Levites to set up the tabernacle, to take it down as they were traveling through the wilderness. That's the instruction given here, though it doesn't say exactly how to do that here. any who were not of the Levites who came near to the tabernacle, just as any who were not Levites who came near to the tabernacle when it was set up, as it described in Exodus, as it was described in Leviticus, they would be put to death. They would die because they were coming near to the presence of the Lord, and only holy, those who were holy, can come to the presence of the Lord. And so only the Levites and none else can be around the tabernacle. And so the Levites, verse 53, would be the only ones camping around the tabernacle. The people of Israel, the big lesson that we learn in this passage is that all of Israel is obeying the Lord. It says many times throughout, or a few times throughout, so, and that's really a just so. Just as the Lord commanded, so Israel did. And it really heightens that at the very end in verse 54. Thus the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. And that repetition that you heard that you might have gotten bored with and turned the page and looked how far is left in this passage, that repetition is there to show that God's people did exactly according to what the Lord commanded him or commanded them. And we need to be aware of that, because the temptation for us, as we are to be obeying God's commands precisely, accurately, perfectly, and by the grace of God, our temptation is often to try to get away with as much as we can while being still considered not breaking the commandment. Rather, we must come to the commandments of God, seeing them as they are, seeking how we may keep His commandments fully. That should be our focus, not how much can we get away with, but how can we keep His commandments fully with our hearts, and do so only by the means of Christ, which is symbolized here by the tabernacle, pointed to and was fulfilled by Him. And so that's the major lesson in chapter 1 when they've taken this census. And so, God's people, let's remember how we ought to pursue keeping God's commandments with our hearts and fully as best we can in Christ by His grace. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we are praising You that You are a God who has faithfully given us Your commandments. You've promised to reveal to us Yourself, and You reveal to us Yourself in these commandments, even showing how great and powerful You are, that You have a good amount of these people in the next generation when they enter the land and they have to defeat places like Jericho. And yet we see that You don't even use them. You only use Yourself, and you bring about the destruction of those cities without any real effort of God's people. And so, Father, we praise You for these people that You raise up to show us that You don't need them, and that You don't need us, and yet You use us, just as You used Israel throughout the wilderness, in the promised land. You use us today as Your instruments, as foolish as the world might think we are, and think You are, through the preaching of Your word. And so, Father, we pray that we will not only preach, the word would be preached in the churches throughout the world today, this is the Lord's Day, but that we would go out to the world and proclaim the gospel and the faith once delivered. Father, we're thankful for Your Son, Jesus Christ. We're thankful even that we are able to celebrate the Lord's Supper this morning and commune with Christ and with one another and with the saints throughout the world and the saints made perfect. We're thankful that we are able by the Spirit to and through the blood of Christ to come before Your throne and worship You now. And we are thinking of those commandments as we come to the Lord's Supper. We prepare for it. We are thinking of those commandments that we've broken. We've broken all Your commandments. We have had other gods before You. We have created images and worshipped falsely, or not even worshipped with our hearts. We've just gone through the motions. We've taken the Lord's name in vain. We've joked around and used jokes about the scriptures, or we've even not honored Your name just in how we live. And that has brought blasphemy upon your name because of our sin. Father, even how we speak to one another without love or speaking for personal gain, we have dishonored your name as the name that you put upon us of your Son, Jesus Christ. We have dishonored his name. Father, we have not kept the Sabbath day holy. We've not worked diligently 6 days and then rested on this day holy in you. We've thought more about worldly things. And even today, probably more temptation because of the snow to think of those things that have nothing to do with you. But Father, we do praise you that you're a God who provides the snow and makes the world and our city beautiful, even through other means than just plants and things like that. Father, we're thankful for the first four commandments that we pray that you would forgive us of our sins. And we confess them and we pray that you'll forgive us, and knowing that your promise is to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we pray that we would love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And of course, we've broken the second table of the law, loving our neighbor as ourselves. We have not honored our father and mother. We've not honored our bosses and those who work under us as well as we ought, and served them and obeyed them well, even in any those relationships that have submission and headship towards them, even our government. Father, we have often grumbled against our government that you've given to us, and so grumbled against you. So, Father, forgive us. Father, we've murdered in our hearts, and we've hurt people, especially maybe with our words, children, maybe younger children with their hands. And Father, we pray that you'll forgive us. We've committed adultery, lusting in our hearts after other people. We've lusted after other gods and many other things. Even that goes to coveting and not honored our marriage as we ought, and not always sought after the best of our spouse, but rather ourselves and being selfish. Father, we have stolen from you. We have stolen time. We've stolen all the things that you've given to us that we could have been using for your kingdom. We've selfishly kept them back from using them and worshiped them or hoarded them, Father, when others are in need. Father, we've also lied and bared false witness by gossiping or slandering, by not telling the truth to our parents, not telling the truth to our spouse. We've told little white lies, which are full lies, and Father, we've coveted and wanted those things which are not for us and that you don't want for us at this time because you haven't provided them for us. In many ways, we have broken your commandments, and yet we come relying only and solely upon the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ to cover our sins, and to that you would receive us for his sake. We know that he is pleading for us. He lives to make intercession for us, and we praise you that he does so. We pray that you'll answer his prayers with yes and amen. And we know that you do, because you're a faithful God and he prays perfect prayers. And so we pray that you'll hear his prayers and that you'll hear our prayers, even as worthless and sinful as they might be, contained with sinful thoughts. Father, we pray that you'll receive them for Christ as he perfects our prayers as they come before you and answer according to your will. Father, we pray that you'll grant us faith as we continue worshiping you now. We pray that you'll grant to us salvation to those who don't know you. And we ask that the reading and preaching of your word would be a blessing to us, as well as the sacrament, seeing, hearing, tasting, using those different senses to hear you speak to us and receive your promises. We pray that you'll help us in all these things, for we pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.